This is a note of excuse for students who participated in climate strikes last week. Jonathan Franzen wrote an essay in The New Yorker this month challenging readers to stop pretending climate change can be solved or averted. If you care about the planet, he wrote, and about the people and animals who live on it, there are two ways to think about this. You can keep on hoping that catastrophe is preventable and feel ever more frustrated or enraged by the world's inaction, or you can accept that disaster is coming and begin to rethink what it means to have hope, unquote. Last Friday, students all over the United States engaged in global climate strike events, calling not just for hope, but action. Our youth need and deserve to express human concern for the prospects of life, liberty, and happiness. Remember, they can realistically look forward to witnessing the disruption of food production, increasingly disastrous wildfires and storms, tottering economic and political systems, and increasing migration by climate refugees. Teenagers contemplating their future in this landscape need to view themselves as more than employees in training. They deserve to be protagonists in their future. If the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's calculations are accurate, and if anything, they have underestimated the pace, what is required is a rapid transition to zero net carbon emissions, a feat requiring rapid and organized transformation of human societies that is without precedent. In short, it would require social revolution in multiple countries and a guarantee that those revolutions establish stable societies with the resources and political power needed to counter the will of transnational capital and transform agriculture, energy production, and consumption, all while the process of advanced climate change is underway. Does that seem like a big ask? Different generations likely view this predicament differently. What some children understand better than adults is this: we are not struggling against the constraints of human nature, but of entrenched systems of financial and political power. The tendency to view the logic of human-made social and economic arrangements as immutable natural forces rather than human behavior that can be changed, has arguably been as decisive for our fate as climate change denial. The political promise of a Green New Deal offers false hope to the extent that it ignores the necessity of dismantling systems that pit short-term interests against the survival of the species. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon DeMassa.